Lindstrom and Prince Thomas have both been at the forefront of the whole Nordic cosmic space disco house, or whatever you want to call it, scene, for the past couple years. Their 2005 self-titled release was probably the best introduction to the sound, with a solid disc of light and yet still funky music that didn't exactly slam the dance floor with its sound, instead preferring to hover a couple feet above it. Lindstrom followed with last year's It's a Fidelity Affair, and that collection of 12-inch tracks was a bit hit or miss, with a couple stunning pieces that offset the weaker ones. Reinterpretations is what you might expect given the title. Seven reworkings of tracks from their debut album are teamed up with a couple long, newer tracks that extend their sound to even further trip-out territory. It opens with a slight tweak on Turkish Delight, and the 10-minute piece takes its time moving through a light headspace as a loping bass wanders around as synth arpeggios lazily whoosh across one another. About halfway through, it steps up a bit, with some tangy synth modulation, bongos, and sharper beat snaps. But mostly the track follows the lead of the album as a whole and keeps things heady. Places, the duo takes the original tracks and bumps them up a bit more, moving them into slightly more dancey territory. Both Claudio and Mighty Girl improve on the originals, with meatier rhythms and beats, as the latter takes off even more with soft layers of feedback and melodic synths that keep on pushing higher and higher at the end. The alternate version of Boney M. Down sounds almost like a slightly hopped-up lounge band is playing it, as a steady hi-hat mingles with slappy bass and those familiar layers of synths. As mentioned earlier, the release closes out with two new tracks, and they're both solid, if a bit long in places. Numerfire N plays out over 20 minutes, with equal parts chugging rhythms and layered cheeseball synths that will either have you wincing or throwing the CD in during a long drive through the countryside. Numerfire 2 is even better, a nearly 10-minute pumper that's equal parts disco and house and pushes forward to a huge closing half that's easily amongst the best things the two have ever done. It's clear they have a love of everyone from Marauder to Jean-Michel Jarre, so your enjoyment of reinterpretations will probably hinge on how light spelled L-I-T-E, it sounds to your ear. The remixes of the album originals are both better and worse than their counterparts in places, but along with the killer closing tracks, this 9-song dance chiller is definitely worth seeking out if you're a fan of any of their past work.